Thus says the Lord God, if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes, and does what is right and just, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way that he may live? As Ezekiel reminds us, God has a short memory. No matter how many times I anxiously go over what I've done wrong, or excitedly go over what I've done right, God isn't keeping a balance sheet of debits and credits, for me or for anyone else. Rather than being an excuse for complacency, it's a call to action. I can reject God, directly or through the way I treat others. Or I can turn my heart around and turn it toward God. I get to choose.
Turn our hearts around, flood our souls completely, wash us in your love. Turn our hearts around, turn our hearts around, hold us in your mercy, change us with you. Cry out for you to heal and to set us free. Bring us back. Turn our hearts around. Turn our hearts around. Turn our hearts around. Flood our souls completely. Wash us in your love. Turn our hearts around. Turn our hearts around. Hold us in your mercy. Change us with your love. We have wandered and lost our way in life's wilderness.
Turn our hearts around. Turn our hearts around.